Hi, welcome to the Sam Welding Podcast, where I look behind the scenes at writing books and songs. I hope to look at the whole process, from the creative spark to the final customer reaction. As I write this, I'm on my way back home from the Netherlands. I played an acoustic set with a few friends in the Irish bar in Haarlem. And I'm glad to say it was packed and that the songs came across pretty well. We played covers and some originals, the writing of which I'm going to take a closer look at here. Before I wrote for children, I wrote songs. In fact, I've been scribbling away for years, mostly for my own enjoyment. I often get asked how I write a song, and to be honest, it's kind of hard to explain. I usually start with an interesting chord progression on guitar, piano, or sometimes even ukulele. Then a melody pops into my head. Then some phrase like knocking on my door or baby blue that then makes me think about a story. The music triggers the words, then the words trigger a story. If it's a strong song, it can often pour out very quickly in, say, 10 or 20 minutes. I look for interesting ways of saying things and also think about the flow and the way it rhymes. The chord sequences underpin the melody and can sometimes set the mood or even the tempo. So I guess the whole thing comes as a bit of a package. If I get stuck too often, it often means that the song won't be as good at the end of the process, but not always. I write alone and with others. Writing with others is more difficult for me because it's hard to keep it personal, but it can also really expand an idea and take you down a really interesting route that you would never have thought of yourself, so I'll enjoy it with certain people. Because of distance right now, that is between Scotland and the guys in Holland, I'm about to try writing songs via GarageBand. GarageBand is an app for Mac computers and iPads that lets you build up ideas with different instruments track by track. I'm hoping I can find a way of sending these raw songs to Holland and then have the people there, Neil especially, add to this and then send them back to me, vice versa. These .band files hopefully will allow us to tweak and write at a distance. After the success of the gig in Holland, it looks like we'll be going back over soon to work on songs and play some more gigs. Book-wise, I'm told Eden Seed, written under my name Damien Peck, is beginning to sell well and that The Sun and the Scottish Daily Record are to feature the book. I have a specific date for the Daily Record article, being the 25th of October, but let's wait and see. The publishing business is as fickle as they come, and things can fade out as quickly as they come to light. It's just the way it is, so I avoid counting any chickens before they hatch. I do have another Waterstones appearance in Dumfries this Saturday and plan to take the family down there for a bit of a break. If you live near Dumfries and are around 12 o'clock or so this Saturday, the 11th of October, please pop in and say hello. The Sam Welding appearances are still booked in for the Encounters Festival on the 22nd of October, so I must polish up my workshops. Which reminds me, I need to buy another set of 10 sponges. Don't ask. Thanks to everyone who tunes in to this weird little podcast, especially Mel, Harry, Jean, Joan, Mandy and Rory from Aberdeen, who have all asked that I tell them more about my writing techniques. So that's in the agenda for next week's podcast. Everybody writes songs and books differently, and just because I do it a certain way doesn't mean it's right. It just so happens that's the way that works for me. Finally, a huge thank you to Neil and Esther for their amazing hospitality in Haarlem this weekend, and to Alan and Debbie who took us round the Dutch canals in style on their very own gorgeous launch. Oh, and to Michelle, Sylvia and Peter. Another big thanks for the making of a very special weekend. Remember, if you keep tuning in, I'll keep tuning up. I'll leave you a song that I actually didn't play this weekend called Staring at Heaven. Bye for now.
What do I know? 'Cause everything's spinning. Resistance is low, but the devil is winning. I scream in the night, my conscience is dying. It tells me to fight, but it has to be lying. This fine line I stand upon is ready to give in. The mist is not clear, face to face, it's worse than I fear. I'm staring at heaven, staring at heaven. I walk through the lane and into the shadows, feeling the strain. My sights are too narrow. This fine line I stand upon is ready to give in. The mist is not clear, face to face, it's worse than I fear. Staring at heaven, I'm staring at heaven. Moonlight is giving you an angel glow. Midnight, I'm ready to give up my soul. This fine line I stand upon is ready to give in. The mist is not clear, face to face, it's worse than I fear. I'm staring at heaven, I'm staring at heaven. This fine line I stand upon is ready to give in. The mist is not clear, face to face, it's worse than I fear. I'm staring at heaven, I'm staring at heaven, staring at heaven, I'm staring at heaven.